Today, austerity seems to be the only answer given to remedy the economic crisis in Europe, yet people are getting poorer and poorer. Automation in manufacturing and wealth accumulation by financial institutions are changing our approach to work. More and more is produced with fewer and fewer people. Unemployment rates have skyrocketed and pay work is no longer a right for everyone. The good news is that never before in history have human societies generated so much wealth. But while this wealth is produced by the work of all, past and present, this wealth is unevenly distributed among citizens. We, as European citizens, propose an alternative. It's not a new idea, but now is the time to put it into action. It's called unconditional basic income. Have you heard of it? Not yet? Article 25 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights states, "Everyone has the right to a standard of living adequate for the health and well-being of himself and of his family, including food, clothing, housing, and medical care, and necessary social services, and the right to security in the event of unemployment, sickness." There it is. Basic income should be universal, individual, unconditional, and high enough to ensure a dignified existence and participation in society. This new fundamental right for humanity not only would eradicate misery, it is also a way to develop non-market oriented work, such as artists, parents, and volunteers. But it's also an economic measure. A basic income for all means supporting local business. Therefore, it would enable us to fully exercise our citizenship. How do we finance it? Easy. We have several proposals: financial and high income taxation, a consumption tax on luxury goods and polluting products, and mainly self-financing by simplification of a very long list of current social transfers and associated public services, which have become obsolete. What we propose would be much simpler, equal, and transparent. Everyone gets a basic income without even asking for it. But then, of course, it's up to you to work if you want more money. We as European citizens have now launched an official petition called the European Citizen Initiative to make the European authorities examine our manifesto. So, what's the deal? First of all, we have to surpass a minimum threshold of 7 countries minimum. 15 countries have already joined the campaign and are getting ready to collect signatures. Hopefully, others will join up soon. The European Commission must consider our proposals when we reach the 1 million signatures required. If accepted, studies of the different models and amounts of basic income will begin. We must mobilize by organizing events, creating local groups, and creating a buzz by telling your friends and everyone around you that a new idea is growing in Europe. Thank you for visiting basicincome2013.eu and signing our petition.